Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Cafe Shachor Chazak. And you know what it says? Yihyeh beseder. It will be. It will be okay. Well, I'm not sure it'll be okay for everybody, especially people at Al Jazeera. Let's talk about that. Al Jazeera has long been one of the most recognized names in global media, praised by some for its bold coverage and criticized for others for its political bias, its ties to extremism. Well, in recent years, mounting reports and intelligence assessments have linked the network to ideological alignment with the Muslim Brotherhood and even to providing a platform for groups accused of terrorism. Today, we are joined by Irina Zuckerman. She's a US-based human rights and national security lawyer, and the idea is to help us unpack the complicated relationship between Al Jazeera, the Muslim Brotherhood, and these troubling allegations. Irina, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. For listeners who might not be fully aware, can you outline what the Muslim Brotherhood is and why its connections, real or alleged, to a global media organization like Al Jazeera could be significant?
Muslim Brotherhood is a movement that was started by Hassan al-Banna, and essentially it has its roots in politicized Islam. What I mean by that is not simply the idea of having Islam as part of the social and political sphere, governance sphere, but a particular model that distorted history, that pushed extremism, and in the future aligned with splinter ideologies and fundamentalist interpretations, as well as revolutionary movements of political sort from the outside, like the Nazis and the Bolsheviks. And it has turned essentially into a dual track movement that cannot be easily separated, a political movement that seeks to exploit Western and Middle Eastern reality to gain political power that way, and on the other hand, a jihadist track, which is frequently funded by the same political movements once they get to power. Mm. Muslim Brotherhood plays on the idea of the so-called social jihad, essentially using charitable contributions and social assistance for the needy to gain populist favor with the public and to propel themselves to power. Once in power, however, they generally become corrupt and essentially exploit the political system for their own gain rather than to improve society, as one can expect from a movement based on extremely confused mixture of politics and pseudo-religious fundamentalist rhetoric and ideas.
How long has it been around? When did the Muslim Brotherhood become an organization with the power that it does have today?
The Hassan's al-Banna's work date back to the 1920s, and the organization has evolved all the time. But the roots of it go back to a variety of different loosely held movements, and at times it also made alliance with other seemingly separate Islamic fundamentalist groups like the Salafis. You may have heard of the Salafi Jihadist mm-hmm. Alliance. Some of it presents a rather uncomfortable alliance of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafis, who consider themselves very purist fundamentalist movement, but when it comes to gaining power and confronting liberals or other competing ideologies, they essentially partner with Muslim Brotherhood on many of those things. And some of the concepts between these two different groups can be hard to separate, despite the fact that each follows distinct ideologies and doctrines. The bottom line, though, is that Muslim Brotherhood Although it's a modern movement, from the 20th century, actually has its roots in pretty ancient political and religious squabbles and distortions, which have evolved over time. And there's been a continuing struggle within Islam for the soul of the religion for centuries. So that is not new. What's new is how it was actually retrofitted into this political shell that can be used effectively to gain power. And that's the new foundation that Hassan al-Banna brought to it.
And that's why it's important to understand if there are links between the Muslim Brotherhood and Al Jazeera. What evidence exists of Al Jazeera having an institutional or ideological links to the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yusuf al-Qaradawi, who was an Egyptian-born spiritual pillar of the Muslim Brotherhood and who resided in Qatar, was a frequent visitor in Al Jazeera. He had his own show and he frequently appeared on assorted programs. He was the one who issued a fatwa, a religious ruling, favoring suicide bombings, which is rejected by most clerics, even most Salafist clerics, actually. But which has become accepted within the Muslim Brotherhood. And Al Jazeera has not only provided explicit platform for him to spew this ideology, but also frequently favorably covered suicide bombers and featured assorted terrorists groups such as Al-Qaeda and gave them platform. And more than giving them platform, it has even participated in operations that provided intelligence, actionable intelligence to these groups and gave them political cover, both in the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and in the West. So Al Jazeera, which is funded by the Qatari government, and which is registered, essentially linked to the Qatari emir, himself has a very symbiotic relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood, just as many, if not most, members of the ruling Al Thani family in Qatar are Muslim Brotherhood adherents and have a very fundamentalist way of thinking, despite the fact that some of them may appear to be quite modern, participate in orgies, wild parties, take drugs, and so forth. By the way, none of that rules out adherence to Muslim Brotherhood principles. There is always, an excuse for those who want to fight it. And even those who are not actually practice Muslim Brotherhood fund and support it. So Al Jazeera has become a sounding board for Muslim Brotherhood messaging.
That is unfortunately where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always, Irina Zuckerman. It is 6:45. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM.